Grab yourself a coffee. A new study says that caffeine might be good for you. This is News Review from BBC Learning English. I'm Neil.
And I'm Beth. Make sure you watch to the end to learn vocabulary to talk about this story.
Don't forget to subscribe to our channel, like this video, and try the quiz on our website. Now the story.
Caffeine could reduce your risk of obesity, type 2 diabetes, and heart disease. That's according to a new study looking into the effects of high caffeine levels in the blood. Researchers found that if your body processes caffeine slowly, you are likely to be thinner and have a lower risk of diabetes. Scientists say further research needs to be done.
You've been looking at the headlines, Beth. What's the vocabulary?
We have fancy a cuppa, turns out, and how come.
This is News Review from BBC Learning English. Let's have a look at our first headline.
This is from Euro Weekly News. Fancy a cuppa? New study links caffeine consumption to reduced risk of obesity and type 2 diabetes.
So this headline starts with a question. Fancy a cuppa? Quite a strange sounding question. Can we break it down?
Yeah, well, here, fancy means do you want. So we could say fancy a chat or fancy a film. And then we have a cuppa, which is the way that we naturally pronounce a cup of. But a cup of what? Because the headline doesn't say.
No, the headline doesn't say, but it is a cup of tea. Maybe because in Britain we drink so much tea, we just assume when we use this expression, fancy a cuppa, we're talking about tea.
Yeah, and the headline writer is saying fancy a cuppa as though they are offering the reader a cup of tea, which of course contains caffeine. Now, this is friendly, it's inviting, but also that cup of tea might have health benefits.
It might, yeah. Let's have a look at that again. Let's look at our next headline.
This is from the Huffington Post. Turns out coffee has a health benefit we've only just discovered.
We already know that coffee has a lot of health benefits, but this report is saying that the caffeine in coffee could also have health benefits. We're looking at turns out, which is short for it turns out that.
That's right. And when we use turns out, it means that the result or outcome of something becomes known. And it's often something a bit surprising, but it can be a positive or a negative surprise.
Yeah, like in this headline, it's something unexpected. We're saying the results of this study show benefits we didn't know about previously.
That's right. And turns out is used a lot in conversational English. So, for example, maybe I leave my umbrella at home because I think it's going to be dry, but then I end up very wet and I say, turns out it's raining.
Yes, it can be positive as well, as you said. You could take an exam and think, oh no, what a disaster, I have failed. But it turns out that you've passed. Let's look at that again. Let's have our next headline.
This is from Medical News Today. How come higher blood caffeine is linked to lower body fat and type 2 diabetes risk?
So this headline is about this link between caffeine and health. It starts with a question and it contains how come. We know those words, how and come, but you put them together, what's the sense?
Well, how come is another way of saying why. So an alternative question for the headline could be, why is higher blood caffeine linked to lower body fat?
Yeah, so that seems simple. How come means why, but there is an important difference in the way you use it. When we use how come to ask a question, we don't use the normal grammar for questions. We don't say, how come did you go to the cinema? We say, how come you went to the cinema?
That's right. And intonation is important too, because you need to use that to make it sound like a question. So I could say, Neil, how come you're wearing that shirt again?
I like this shirt.
And there's another small difference between why and how come, isn't there?
Yes, it's quite informal, so we can hear it a lot in conversational English. Let's look at that again. We've had fancier. Do you want her?
Turns out, the result is...
And how come? Why?
Don't forget, there's a quiz on this page.
Thank you for joining us, and goodbye.
Bye.